Keen athletes can enter for next year's Bolton Ironman competition in just a few days. The race returns on Sunday, June 30th, with hopeful participants able to register from 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Next year, Ironman UK becomes Ironman 70.3 Bolton, meaning the race will still follow the swim, bike, run format, but will be half the distance across all disciplines. The rebrand is a reference to the number of miles the triathlon consists of after halving it, a 1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile cycle, and a 13.1-mile run. Donna Cooper of Astley Bridge has taken part in 3 full Ironmans and 3 half Ironmans since taking up the sport in 2016. And has warned residents not to underestimate the challenge. It's not an easy feat. I know it's half the distance, but it is also half the time, the 50-year-old said. I've taken part in Bolton's Ironman 3 times, the first in 2017, then again in 2021, and I've just done this year's with my son, which was really tough because the wind made it difficult. Swimming Pennington Flash was like swimming in the sea rather than a lake. With it being a half Ironman, there's the option to do it as part of a relay. If you can't swim, you can join up with friends, family or other keen athletes and do the bike ride or run. The full Ironman race does not currently offer the chance for participants to take part in just part of the full race, but its 70.3 courses do, which will come as a boost for Bolton residents who may not be ready to take on all 3 disciplines. The course will begin with a swim through the waters of Pennington Flash Nature Reserve, where participants must finish within the 1 hour 10 minutes limit. Next, after a flat 200-metre run through the crowds of supporters, they will tackle the gruelling bike ride, facing punchy climbs and spectacular scenery. Finally, participants will complete a half marathon around Bolton's picturesque Queen's Park and through the town centre until they reach the red carpet finish line situated outside the town hall, all to be achieved within 8 hours and 30 minutes. Only 12% of women make up the competitors, and Donna hopes the change will see more lace up their boots for the more achievable and life-changing challenge. She continued, "I would encourage people to join a club. I joined Tri Rivington in 2016. These people have changed my life. This is my social life now, and I've got a lot of friends in the sport."